Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, a complete recovery for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. First, how Donald Trump has declared war on conservatives. He's now vowing to defeat them for re-election and put primary opponents up against them in 2018. We're going to be discussing his war on conservatives. This is the great president that you wanted in the White House, one whose enemy is conservatives. And the second thing we want to discuss is that this is the moment of truth for Jewish settlements and for saving the land of Israel from a so-called Palestinian state. And we're going to explain that as well now. Let's start off with saving Israel from a so-called Palestinian state, the one of the two subjects this week. Bibi Netanyahu got through the cabinet unanimously an agreement with Donald Trump. Donald Trump pressured Israel and the self-hating Jews in Trump's administration, including his self-hating Jewish son-in-law and all the other self-hating scum, Judenrat, Kapo scum that work for Trump. They pressured Israel to agree to a freeze on all Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. And Bibi Netanyahu pushed this through the Israeli cabinet. And the Jewish Home Party and Naftali Bennett, and they're supposed to be representing the Jewish settlers, Naftali Bennett and the Jewish Home Party, they claim that they represent the Jewish settlers in the Land of Israel movement. They voted for the surrender agreement. They voted for this anti-Semitic agreement which says that only Jews are not allowed to build in their own historic homeland. Now, Naftali Bennett, to show you how phony they are, Naftali Bennett from the Jewish Home Party, who voted for Netanyahu's surrender agreement, he's saying now, this is a bad agreement and we're going to fight, and Netanyahu is surrendering, and now Naftali Bennett is saying that Netanyahu is leading Israel toward a Palestinian state. By the way, there is no Palestine and there are no Palestinians. That's an Arab lie and an Arab bluff. It's Arab propaganda and there's no truth to it. But they want to create a Palestinian state in the heartland of biblical Israel, which would be national suicide for the Jewish state because then Israel would be only 6 to 9 miles wide, completely indefensible, suicidal, insane borders. Israel cannot survive in those borders, but that's what they're leading Israel towards. And now even Naftali Bennett, who is Bibi Netanyahu's big ally in the Israeli government, who's part of his government, who's his education minister, who has always defended him and worked with him, Naftali Bennett is now saying that Netanyahu is leading Israel toward a so-called Palestinian state. Naftali Bennett is talking about how they're trying to freeze Jewish building here. By the way, Naftali Bennett is saying that after he voted in favor of the agreement that he's now criticizing. Why is he now criticizing an agreement that he himself voted in favor of? Because he sees the backlash. He sees the backlash from Jews in Judea and Samaria, from people who are going to be voting in the next election. So now he's pretending he's against it. Can you imagine this? He votes for it. He supports it. He endorses it. He fights for it. He's responsible for it passing in the Knesset, in the cabinet, rather. He's responsible for it passing. And now he comes out against it. This is an example of how unbelievably two-faced, hypocritical, and deceitful the politicians in Israel are, because people on the so-called right, voters on the so-called right, let them get away with it. Like you idiots out there that continue to support Netanyahu or that continue to support Trump. Idiots like you make it possible for them to just lie to you and change their positions every 24 hours and do whatever they want to screw you over, and you'll still support them no matter what. So this is the type of leaders that you create. You're responsible for it. When I say you, I mean those of you that continue to support the Trumps and the Netanyahus of the world after they lie to us over and over and over again. Now, that's Naftali Bennett and how phony he is. But let's talk about the agreement here for a moment. The agreement to freeze Jewish building. The Yesha Council, which is also supposed to represent the Jews in Judea and Samaria, supposed to represent the settlers, the Yesha Council. They came out now, they're also traitors, by the way. They came out now and said, no, the agreement is not a freeze. Even Naftali Bennett, who was the head of the Yesha Council, now says that the agreement is very bad and the agreement is an effective freeze. Even Naftali Bennett is saying this. But the Esher Council, the head of the Esher Council now, Avi Roeh, who is the chairman, new chairman of the Esher Council, he says, no, that's not true. It's actually a breakthrough. A breakthrough for whom? For Israel's Arab Nazi enemies? This is what the Jewish people are being led by. This is why we had a Holocaust. Because Jews were led by leaders like this that led them to the gas chambers and the ovens. This is why we had so many tragedies in Jewish history, because we tolerate leaders like this and allow people like this to lead us to oblivion. This is the moment of truth. We've got to fight this agreement, and we've got to fight the politicians that enable the Trumps of the world to dictate to Israel national suicide agreements, or that use the Trumps of the world as an excuse, at least, to implement these terrible programs. We've got to fight them. We've got to break the freeze on Jewish building in Judea and Samaria. We've got to prevent the creation of a so-called Palestinian state. Naftali Bennett, Netanyahu's biggest ally in the Knesset and in the Israeli coalition government, now even tells us that Netanyahu is leading us toward a so-called Palestinian state. I mean, the danger is just enormous. This is insanity. This is insanity what's going on now. And so we are one of the few voices that fights this. We have an advertising campaign where we're doing videos in Hebrew, and we're really telling it like it is. We're telling it like it is, like no other group does. No one in Israel speaks like we do. No one dares to say the things that we say. And it's essential that we reach as many people as possible. It's up to you to enable us to reach as many people as possible. We're reaching thousands of people. But we want to reach far more. Again, every time you send us a check, a money order, a cash donation, every time you help us out, every time you promote us, you are helping us to reach more Jews in Israel with the truth. The more support we get, the more people we reach. And the more people we reach, the better chance we have of waking the people of Israel up before it's too late, God forbid. Help us. Don't be silent. Don't be apathetic at a time like this. This is the moment when we really need action. And again, we're speaking out. We're raising our voice. We're an uncompromising voice. The way you hear me speak in English is the way I speak to the people of Israel in Hebrew in the videos that we do and in the videos that we're advertising now. Help us reach more people. Help us, again, wake the people of Israel up before it's too late. The second subject we want to speak about is Donald Trump announcing that he's going to go after members of the House Freedom Caucus. The House Freedom Caucus is a group of, I don't know, 25 or so conservative members of the House of Representatives, conservative congressmen, and they were pretty much responsible for defeating Trump's socialist Rhino Care program, where he was going to give us a program that would have even more bureaucratic red tape, even more government interference than Obamacare. I mean, Trump Care was worse than Obamacare. Generally speaking, on balance, it was even worse than Obamacare, believe it or not. These conservative congressmen now are being threatened with primary challenges in the 2018 midterm congressional elections by Donald Trump. He's saying on his Twitter account that he's going to seek out primary opponents for them, and he's threatening them. He's threatening to work to defeat them for re-election. This is what you voted for? This is the great change that you voted for? This is cleaning... What did he say? He's going to drain the swamp? Has he drained the swamp? Are his appointments to the cabinet examples of draining the swamp? Every single person he's appointed are the biggest establishment hacks. Is this what you voted for when you elected Donald Trump? To have a president who declares war on conservative congressmen? Even Sean Hannity, the ultimate sycophant for Donald Trump, the ultimate puppet of Donald Trump, the ultimate apologist who sticks his nose up Trump's tuchus on every program he does every night on Fox News. Even Sean Hannity has said that Trump shouldn't be threatening these conservative congressmen. Even Rush Limbaugh, who has been another apologist for Donald Trump, has apparently been upset by this. And you see in his commentaries on his radio program that he doesn't like the fact that these conservative congressmen are being threatened. Trump is declaring war on conservatives and on conservatism. We told you this was going to happen. We knew it. We told you. Trump's big enemy now are the conservatives. Trump's big enemy are people who are principled, people who don't want the government telling you who your doctor should be, who your hospital should be, who your health care provider should be. People who don't want, conservative congressmen who don't want the free market trampled upon, don't want your choices taken away from you, don't want government dictating to you what type of health care you're allowed to get. They don't want government taxing you to death in order to build up a bureaucracy, a federal bureaucracy, that does not help the healthcare system, but actually hurts the healthcare system, actually ties the hands of healthcare providers. This is what the conservative congressmen are trying to prevent. They're trying to prevent a massive new bureaucracy, Trump care, Rhino care. That's what they were trying to prevent. Donald Trump has no principles. He has no guiding ideology except for the fact that he worships himself. Donald Trump's God is Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't know a single verse when they asked him, can you give us a verse in the Bible? He didn't know a single verse in the Bible. He couldn't quote a single verse in the Bible because he's never read the Bible. The reason he's never read the Bible is because he's not in the Bible. If Donald Trump is not in the Bible's not important. And while he's doing all of this, he's going after the conservatives who say, hey, wait a minute, weren't we elected to implement conservative principles? Isn't that what the Republican Party is supposed to stand for? Isn't that what we're supposed to stand for? Trump wants to defeat these people. He says they're a problem, and he says they're the enemy. He's called them the enemy. Conservative congressmen, he says, are the enemy. The conservative congressmen that don't want your money wasted on giveaways to people who don't work, who don't want to contribute to society. The conservative congressmen that want to save money and that want to cut back on those programs, Trump says now they're the enemy. And he says now he's going to try to work with Democrats like Schmuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. He's going to reach out to them and try to work out and get agreements with them instead of with the conservative congressmen. This is what you voted for? This is what you want as your president? Anyway, I think you'll see as time goes on that he's a disastrous president and a disastrous leader. He is really going to discredit conservatism, and even though he's not a conservative, but unfortunately Americans stupidly identify him as that, and the news media is going to keep saying that he is. So he's going to discredit conservatism and discredit the Republican cause, and we're going to be in one hell of a bad situation in this country because of his presidency. It's really, I'm telling you, we are headed toward a catastrophe the way things are going right now. We need conservative opposition to Donald Trump. We need to have conservatives fight Donald Trump and push him from the other side, because what's happening now is just leading us down the road to more socialist programs and Trump selling out on issue after issue. This is a recipe for disaster. If you agree that the time has come to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about America and Israel, and especially help us with our advertising campaign in Israel to reach the people of Israel before it's too late. We are the group that is leading the pressure campaign, that is really leading the campaign of attacking those who are selling out. I mean, nobody's attacking them like we are. Nobody's going after them like we are. If you agree that the time has come to wake the people of Israel up, and also to tell the truth about America, which we do on our programs and with our videos here, then join with us. Help us participate. Let's work together as a team. If we work together as a team, we can still change history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.